The ninth day of Bashan's, the passing of Saint Helena, the Empress. It was on this day in the year 327 AD that Saint Helena, the Empress, passed away at the age of 80. She was the mother of the great Emperor Constantine, and it was she who found the true cross on which the Lord Jesus Christ was crucified. Her story is a fascinating one. Born to Christian parents in the city of Edessa around the year 247 AD, Helena grew up devoted to Jesus Christ. But this was during times of severe persecution by the Roman Empire against Christians. She fell in love with Constantius I, a Roman officer who was quickly rising in the power of the Roman imperial court. They married and had a child they named Constantine. Helena secretly taught Constantine about Christianity, as well as seeing to his education befitting a young Roman noble. His father steadily advanced in rank and power and saw to his son's military training. He reluctantly divorced Helena for purely political moves to cement his appointment as co-emperor with the dreaded Emperor Diocletian. He married the daughter of another co-emperor, Maximian. Helena was content to watch her son rise in power, as she knew him to be a wise and just young man who secretly sympathized with the persecuted Christians. Eventually, Constantine became the sole emperor of the Roman Empire and immediately ended the persecution of Christians, making Christianity the official religion of the empire. His mother, Helena, lived at the imperial court with him and his family. By now she was an elderly lady, but still full of dedication to the Lord. She felt compelled to fulfill a lifelong dream of traveling through the Holy Land, to walk where Jesus had walked, to find the holy places where Jesus was born, where he died, and where he was buried. Constantine organized a large expedition for her, consisting of attendants and guards, priests and architects, and promised to finance the building of churches and monasteries wherever the empress directed. Queen Helena set off on her mission, knowing she would be guided by the Lord to bring these holy places to light so that all Christians of the world could be blessed by them. In Jerusalem, she spoke to Jewish elders who described how miracles were said to still happen at a trash pile that was supposed to have been the site of the crucifixion of Jesus 3 centuries earlier. Helena went to the pile and ordered it cleared, and then had the workers dig until they found 3 crosses. Helena arranged for a dead body to be placed on the crosses. When the body came back to life on the 3rd cross, she knew that this was the true cross, the holy cross on which the Lord Jesus Christ had hung. She took the cross and nails and had them shipped back to her son, the emperor. At the site of where the cross was found, she ordered a great church to be built, which was the beginning of what we now know as the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, or the Holy Tomb, a greatly expanded church that marks not only the site where Helena found the cross, but also the nearby tomb where Jesus was buried. As Helena traveled the Holy Land, exploring and investigating the places where events in the life of Christ took place, she ordered the building of several churches and monasteries, many of which still exist to this day, even though in rebuilt form. The influence of Helena on the history of Christianity cannot be overstated. It was she who raised the king who would defy convention and change the Roman Empire into a Christian one. It was she who, in her 70s, would travel to the Holy Land and through the grace of God, discover the holy places of Christ so that all may honor and take places from them, and it was she through whom God worked to help spread Christianity throughout the world. May her prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. The passing of Pope Ioannis XI, the 89th Patriarch of Alexandria. It was on this day in the year 1452 AD that Pope Ioannis XI passed away. He was the 89th Patriarch of Alexandria. He is sometimes known as Ioannis El Maxi, as he was from the area in Cairo called El Maxa. Before he was ordained, his name was Farag, and as is the tradition, changed his name to a holy name upon ordination. He was enthroned as Pope Ioannis XI in 1427 AD and was a contemporary of the Arab rulers of Egypt, El Ashraf, El Aziz, El Zahir, and El Mansur. The Muslim rulers were uncooperative with the Christian Pope, causing Ioannis to endure many hardships as they persecuted the Coptic population in Egypt. The kings of Nubia and Ethiopia were so alarmed at how their Christian brothers and sisters in Egypt were treated that they threatened the Egyptian government to cut the flow of the Nile River if conditions did not improve. During this time, the Egyptian rulers forbade the Pope to communicate with the Nubian and Ethiopian kings without their knowledge and permission. Pope Ioannis was patriarch for almost 25 years, and when he died, he was buried in the tomb of the monastery of El Khandak. The passing of Pope Gabriel VIII, the 97th Patriarch of Alexandria. It was on this day in the year 1603 AD that Pope Gabriel VIII passed away. He was the 97th Patriarch of Alexandria. Originally from the town of Myr, Gabriel began his holy life as a monk named Shenouda in the monastery of St. Bishoy. He was ordained Pope Gabriel VIII in 1587 AD. Attending his ordination were Anba Zacharias, Bishop of Jerusalem, and Anba Kyrillos El Kemani. It was during this time that there was a division in the church, and four different groups had each chosen a patriarch. Eventually, Pope Gabriel was deposed or forced to step down from his office, but was later returned to the papal throne during the time of the Ottoman ruler Sultan Murad III. During the time that Gabriel was pope, he decreed that the times of fasting for various feasts should be changed, although they had been set for centuries. The Copts of that time agreed, and the fasting days were changed. However, after Gabriel passed away, the changes were revoked, and the traditional dates of fasting were returned. Pope Gabriel died while at the El Surian Monastery after he had been patriarch for almost 16 years. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.